Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1. Well, well, well. Looks like Mexicans are complaining about American gringos coming to Mexico and driving the cost of living up there. The Mexicans hate them and want them to leave, calling them a plague. Ironic, isn't it? Don't they enjoy the same enrichment that they're giving Americans? Here's an actual image of Mexicans going to America for economic opportunity, passing Americans going to Mexico for cheap housing. Moving on, this photography studio says that they can shoot your wife and frame your mother-in-law if you want. They can hang both of them too. I bow down to the advertising genius who came up with this. Unfortunately, the studio probably went bankrupt once women saw the ad and refused to get their photographs there. Businesses that are red-pilled may be hilarious, but women make up the majority of household spending decisions, and they'll make them fail out of spite alone. Number 3, YouTube is going to limit fitness videos for 13 to 17-year-olds because they might develop negative beliefs about themselves. Videos that idealize specific fitness levels and body weights will be restricted. This isn't a fake story. They really don't want young people to see healthy, fit bodies because it might ruin their self-esteem. I got into bodybuilding as a teenager by watching late-night exercise program videos. They hate young people this much that they want to make them fat and weak. Up next in America, lawmakers introducing a bill that would give $1,000 to anybody who turns in illegal migrants. Maybe Canada should do the same and then watch the Indians rat each other out for the reward money to boot. But they should also fine you $1,000 for turning in someone who turns out to be a citizen. Another great business idea is to start a company called Mass Deportation Airlines to fly the 5 million illegals out of Canada. Number 5, welcome to the cesspool that is dating in your 40s. Dating is now worse for men at any age than it has been at any other point in history. After 30, it's usually single mothers, single mothers everywhere. A man used to go fishing for women to date in his 20s and 30s. But after women turn 40, it's like they're the fish trying to jump into a man's boat. For me, women after 40 are invisible. Nature makes us lose interest after their fertility window closes. Moving on, here's a picture of celebrities with their younger selves. Good old Morgan Freeman has looked like his old and handsome self since he was a child. He seems to be everywhere and will probably still be making movies, looking exactly like that in 2156. But here he is when he was younger, and he looks completely unrecognizable. He even played the US president in the film Deep Impact. Why is it that they always cast a black president in films where the world ends? What are they trying to say? Number 7 is an insane woman saying that misgendering your pet can cause it serious micro-subconscious distress, especially if you dress your animal up in gendered clothing. You can't make this sort of crazy up. These days, you don't know if things like this are a made-up parody or reality anymore. Pets don't have the same mental illness as people, and for God's sake, please leave the good boys alone. They aren't good girls. Up next, here's a senior boomer guessing the price of houses today, saying that they're only $35,000. To be fair, though, as a boomer woman, she probably never had to pay for anything in her life, let alone a house. So why would she know? But she should really see the housing prices in Canada and Australia. But boomers don't care. They had their fun, but will care once there aren't enough young people to pay into Social Security and healthcare. Then they'll demand something be done. Number 9, Germany is holding a 20-year-old American woman hostage after she accidentally stabbed a 64-year-old migrant that was groping her in a train station, and he didn't make it. Now she faces 10 years in prison. She'll probably now get groped by multiple bull dykes in the big house. A Deutsch dyke, no less. But to be fair, she pursued the victim as he backed away. So this is more about a woman not willing to take accountability more than anything else. Moving on, do you want to know what's wrong with kids these days? It's that their parents are trying to be their best friend instead of a parent. I agree. Kids need discipline and structure. They need a parent that's more of a drill instructor than a BFF. People also need to stop spoiling their kids. If you turned out okay, then try to give them what you had as a child instead of giving them what you wish you had growing up. Number 11, the person that created the tradition of grooms not seeing the bride in their wedding dress before the wedding day saved men countless hours of shopping with their future wives for wedding dresses. The person that created marriage itself, though, that's a different story. Plus, women more than made up for not showing the groom their dress before the wedding ceremony by requiring him to spend at least 3 months of their salary for engagement rings. Up next, Brittany Vendi says that second puberty is crazy. I didn't know that puberty had phases. But what does second puberty even mean? Is it just clickbait on her part? Also, what's up with the meaning of that shirt? Here she is a years ago before she hit her second puberty. Number 13 are Kate Winslet and Nicole Kidman with Babe the Pig at the Oscars in 1996. This is probably the least creepy male they hung out with that night. I wonder what they did with that pig afterwards. I hope there wasn't an apple and a spit roast involved. But if there were, the sandwiches were probably delicious and he lasted weeks. Also, for a moment there, I thought that was Harvey Weinstein. My mistake. Also, looks like they had the exact same hair person for that particular day. Moving on, you haven't partied until you've walked home with your ass on backwards. Oh well, there goes my coffee again. Also, that's one party I think I'll dodge. Looks like everything is much bigger in Texas, including the camel toes. Also, are we sure that's her butt and that she's not just a professional shoplifter and that she's hiding a whole ham in what appears to be pants of some kind? Either that or smuggling people over the border in those. Number 15, the difference between fat women and fat men is that with women, their peers sabotage them with compliments. But with men, we try and help fat guys by shaming and insulting them. The bottom part also applies to girls talking to fat guys. Females compliment fat girls, but they never do the same for fat dudes. Another way to look at this is that women say nice things they don't mean, while men say bad things that they also don't mean as well. Up next is your daily reminder that you missed out on teenage love and there's no going back. It's the only time you genuinely knew that they were interested in you. Plus, they'll never be thinner or smell better. Unfortunately for a lot of dudes, they were never interested in them. Plus, their manipulation skills weren't fully formed at that point. In the immortal words of Scotty, you never love a woman quite like that again. Number 17, what the hell happened to Vivica Fat? She used to be such a fox. She says she's finally looking to settle down with a husband and is taking boyfriend applications. But where is she taking them? To the morgue with her, perhaps. This is that chick from Kill Bill. That's the only thing I ever saw her in. I was hoping that Tarantino's last film is Kill Bill 3, with her character's daughter coming back to finish off Uma Thurman. Moving on, if someone from 1981 suddenly woke up in 2024, what would surprise them the most? I think it would have to be smartphones. They would also be shocked at how fat everyone got and how low men's testosterone had fallen. Seeing all the gay culture out there in the open and the third world invasion of the West would also shock them enough so they want to go back to bed and hope that they woke up back in 1981 so they could try and change the future. Number 19, when you think of raw vegan healing, is this the picture that you get in your head? This is more like raw vegan dying because this raw vegan influencer died of suspected starvation. I've seen more meat on a butcher's apron. We're living in the most prosperous time in history and people are still starving, surrounded by grocery stores full of food, yet they look as healthy as a 16-year-old corpse. Up next, this headline came out 15 years ago, and I'm surprised that the gynocentric media even allowed an article saying that 40% of domestic violence victims are men. Women have become more aggressive over the last 15 years, so it wouldn't surprise me if that was even higher, and that 40% was just what was reported. Most men won't report being physically abused by women because they don't want to face the shame of being hit by one. Number 21, remember ladies, being a cougar takes more than just being middle-aged. You need your own house, money, car, and good credits. If you don't have those things, then you're just a stray. Women over 40 are invisible to me unless they have an exceptionally hot body. If you ever find yourself in an area where cougars are known to prowl, travel in small groups, and don't allow any man under 30 to travel alone, under any circumstances. Moving on, some guy asked this girl to give him two good reasons why they shouldn't break up. And here's her final answer. They always play the sex card now, don't they? Because usually that's all most of them have to offer a man. Any man that's swayed by them when he's already made up his mind to leave her is a loser. Then again, maybe she's showing off her boobs and that cross. Number 23, this defund the police activist goes viral. After begging for help when everything was stolen from her in San Francisco, she says the cops didn't do shit. Lady, you're lucky they even showed up after you tried to get them all fired. Women like this support far-left policies only so long as they don't affect them personally, because they're hypocrites. leftoids only want the police when they need them. Up next, someone says that this is a delusional take that artificial wombs will make cis women go extinct. The artificial womb will come at some point, and I suspect that most people choosing to reproduce will have boys, meaning that the female population will fall to 10 or 20%, and that many of the women will be able to make money selling their eggs to men that want to reproduce. For once, I partially agree with the trans person. Number 25 and the last one here is what future generations, if they even exist, see as a picture of their grandma. The one on the right. I don't believe this, and I think that she's probably going to end up all alone with no grandkids. I don't know who that is on the right, but on the left it looks like Princess Grace of Monaco or Grace Kelly of Philadelphia. I think it's worse, and you won't have a grandmother, but instead you'll have a grandperson. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.